pleasure to give and receive. In her moments of leisure, loving free. And the men who come to see her treat her like a virgin bride. They come to her so hungry, they leave so satisfied. Tonight I'll go out walking like all those other men. I'm not ashamed to love her. I know she don't pretend to really love me. How could she not be true? When she whispers in my ear tonight, only you. Para siempre solo tú. Thanks so much. I know some people were calling out for some numbers, if we could maybe do a request or two here. Do we have any members of the Free Mexican Air Force here today? All right, well, listen.
Tell the story.
All right. Now, we were down there in South Texas in a little place called Camp Howdy. Howdy! We were searching for the spiritual sport, sitting around in the campfire, went out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines, came a dude of an hombre with dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot rolling eyes and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat, leopard skin vest, lizard skin boots, and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. He took one look at us and fell face down in the campfire. I can hear so much better when I wear a hat. Fell face down in the campfire. He sucked up all the flames, blew out a smoke ring, and spit out a live coal. He looked at us and said, "Oh, my God, what are you boys? Hippies? Howdy, we're vegetarians." "Oh, so you boys climb out of that campfire and come with me. We're going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. We're going to fly with the free Mexican Air Force." Well, when he said spiritual sport, we climbed out of that campfire and went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent. We pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yoga trousers with the extra flap and slipped into a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in your bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long. And we were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude whose name was Beauregard Hooligan out across the bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight, and we climbed aboard. He motioned me forward into the co-pilot seat, and I felt proud. And then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines, and they pulled the blocks out from under the wheels, and we started rolling down across the bean field. And when we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead, and as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, "Bo," I called him Bo, "this thing fly or what?" He just looked at me and said, "Boy, are you superstitious or what?" I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field, plummeting down through the void, not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like moment that he had created. And Beauregard just turned and looked at me and he said, and I quote, he said, "Dude, you drive." I grabbed the hold of the wheel. I pulled back. A miracle occurred. The right prop kicked in. We spiraled upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat, into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when his song came to my mind. Yeah.